You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's bow for prayer. Father, I love these people so much. I thank you for them and their faithfulness. Just looking at their faces brings great joy and comfort to my heart. I pray that tonight the truth that we see from your word would be in our heart, that it would help us on this journey of life. I know in days gone by, there's been the dark ages, and there are 50 to 100 million martyrs for Christ. And I know we're not facing that here in America now. But we are living in such a negative moment. And if we're not careful, a very depressing moment, an overwhelming moment. It seems like there's not a day goes by without huge sorrow. And I pray that we find something for the repertoire of our soul tonight that will guide us on our journey till we see you face to face. Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. I believe we're very close to the rapture. I don't know the time nor the hour, but it has to be close. And I pray that each of us would finish strong. And I pray that we bring honor and glory to that name which is above every name. Bless these dear people, the children's service tonight, the nurseries tonight. I pray for the other property, the great service they're enjoying there tonight. I thank you for the missionaries that we have here as our guests this evening, and friends and neighbors and folks that are visiting with us, and bless their lives, we pray. Thank you for Stephanie. That song was really so helpful to me personally. God, you've been so faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your Bibles, please, and let's turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Once you get there, Philippians 4, if you'll just hold that, we'll get back to it in just a moment. I don't believe I have to be very long tonight, but I believe there's something that you're going to need for this week. And there's something you're going to need for the journey that's ahead of us if our Lord tarries. I don't know how to do the internet. I have no idea how to do Facebook or whatever these different platforms are. So I really don't know a lot that's going on. But in reality, I know a lot going on because I hear all the time. In the last 24 hours, a dear preacher called me and said, I'm just so sorry, Brother Treiber. I said, for what? She said, what they're saying. I said, well, don't be sorry. I wasn't looking for it. And then he went on and on to tell me about this person that I thought that person loved me to death. I hadn't seen him in probably 20 years. But boy, the trash they're putting out on you. And the spewing of the hate against you. And then went to another one. That happens every week. Someone will call me and say, I'm so sorry what they're saying. Don't tell me what they're saying, folks. I cannot make it if I hear that stuff. And neither can you. And don't go looking for it. Well, what do they say? Well, one thing they're saying, I'm worth $100 million. Wouldn't that be great? But that one doesn't bother you. I can't believe someone posted that. He's worth $100 million. And, you know, let's be honest about it. I'm worth $10 million, but that's about it. And that was a funny ha-ha. You know, we live in such a negative day. Politically, it's just all negative. It's lies. It's swearing. And you say, well, I know I don't watch the news, but I read things and I can see it. It's just all, everybody's male or female, all saying H-E-L-L. You know what H-E-L-L is like? It's a fire that is not quenched. And they're swearing and they're using vulgarity, male and female. And vulgarity and filthiness and dirt. And we live in a day where they're legislating legally all things that are vile. and nasty and transgenderism, sodomy. Judges are making decisions. No, it is right for illegal people to vote. Think of the first word, illegal. And are we glad folks are in this country? Sure, my family is welcome in this country. My wife's family is welcome to this country from Sweden and from Germany. We're all from somewhere else. But it seems like politically it's just corrupt. I remember our city, the sodomites were trying to get in here and back in the 80s and pass some legislation, and they said, we're not going to go to Santa Clara because it's a religious city and it's a city of the family. Well, that's gone out the window. Our city council, and if you're watching tonight, city council, I pray for you, so don't get mad at me, but the city council is mad at one another all the time. What one city council member had another city council member arrested during the meeting. Politically, we're at odds all over the cities and the state and the nation. It's all negativity. You used to report the news. You didn't know if they were Republican or Democrat, but they reported the news. But now they make the news and they tell you what you believe. It's not that just way politically. Socially, it's just so negative. People cannot communicate with one another. That's a conversation. And they're on the phone while they're on it, while they're talking. We live in a strange day. Socially and politically, religiously. I'm going to finish my course with joy, but I tell you what, I can't believe how we're changing. I cannot comprehend in this dark hour where we need God more than ever, I can't believe we're getting rid of our choirs all over America. I can't believe we're getting rid of Sunday school. You know how important it is for a church to have whatever number it is. We have hundreds of Sunday school teachers that are studying the Bible all week long, that are praying for their Sunday school classes, that are making visits on their classes, that are working with people. You know how important that is for a church to get that church to be spiritual? And yet we're dropping Sunday school? And our independent fundamental Baptist churches have got dark buildings tonight that the lights are off because we don't do church anymore on Sunday night. To me, that's about spitting in the face of a holy God. I got saved on a Sunday night. Who knows what God wants to do tonight in this auditorium? Who knows what young man on the other auditorium God's going to call to preach tonight? Or say, I surrender all, or I'm going to get my marriage back together. I'm gonna be what I'm supposed to be. Had a man say that this morning. He said, I'm here because I want to put my marriage back together. We made a right decision. I look at our churches and it's so, and I love preachers. Things are so unethical. I cannot believe the preachers that even reach into this church to get my members constantly. And we've been here 49 years and it's always happened. Trying to reach in and get our members locally and outside of this area. That's not ethical. And it's not ethical for a preacher. I know for a fact that preachers lie. I don't understand that, missionary. I don't understand it. I'm not saying we're all perfect. I'm just saying I don't understand a preacher lying. I don't understand a preacher reaching in and counseling and giving advice to another church member across town. That's not ethical. We have some churches around here, and if someone from their church visits us, we never visit. We never say a letter, thank you for visiting, and we call the pastor and said, they were in our service. Get them back in your church. That's not right. I'm not their shepherd. I'm not the shepherd of the radio people. Right now, the internet people are watching. I thank God for them. I'm not their shepherd. I'm going to try to help them and encourage them and get them to love their church more. But I'm not going to try to take their hearts and steal them away like an Absalom would. I'm suggesting today we're redefining everything: music, dress, philosophy. I never thought the day would happen. I remember Tom Malone said it, and Lee Robertson had said it, and Jack Hiles said it. He said, "I can't believe my graduates are changing so fast." I really didn't understand that. But our college is now nearing 30 years, and we've produced so many pastors and so many missionaries and Christian workers. There's so many are doing so well. But I can't believe how many are just throwing away heritage. I can't believe how many Christian kids are throwing away their parents and just dumping off their parents. Well, Christian kids won't even talk to their parents. We have Christian kids don't even show up at their parents' funeral. I wasn't the best son, but when I looked at my mother and her casket, my dad and his casket, I'm going to tell you something, though it wasn't perfect, they knew I loved them and respected them and honored them. That's the word of God. And this day, while they've been dead for so long, I'm going to honor the memory of my parents. This business where you know more of your dad, know more than your mother. You always spit them and say, "I don't need you anymore." That is foolishness. That's anti-Bible. I'm laying the groundwork, and it won't be a long message, but I laid the groundwork, whether it's our home, our government, our church. We live in a sad day, a negative day. But I'm not going to live my life dwelling on that. And I have purpose. I want to show you how I've purposed in my life not to be captivated by it. Look at Philippians 4. I'd like you to read verse number 8. We'll turn to a few scriptures. I'll say a few thoughts, and by 2 hours from now, we'll be on our way home. This is such a powerful text. Let's not read it quickly. Let's read it slowly and pause at the commas. Philippians 4:8. Ready, begin. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, the last four words, think on these things." Say that, please. Think on these things. What type of things we're to think about? Things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are good, things of good report, things that have virtue, things that bring praise to your heart. God said, "I want you to think on that." And tonight, as we leave out of here, you're going to have to, my message this evening is to control your mind or guard your mind. You and I this week are going to have to guard our mind because it's all negative. The news is negative. The government is negative. The sports personalities, the Hollywood crowds are all negative. The church work, if we're not careful, is negative. And so my mind, my thoughts, I'm to think on these things. Keep your hand there. Go, if you will, to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23. Proverbs is my, chapter 23 is my favorite proverb. It's just a wonderful proverb. I enjoyed reading it this past week again. Proverbs 23, everything's in there. The home, the family, money, holiness, godliness, drunkenness. It's all there. And Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Could you read it with me? Ready? Proverbs 23, 7. Ready? Begin. "For as he..." You see, I am going to reveal what I'm thinking about. And so I don't want to, I try to walk upright. I don't want to walk from my house to the church like this. I don't want people seeing me like I'm walking with my shoulders down and head down, and I'm under such a load, and I cannot hardly like life. And I don't want them to see like I'm proud as a peacock either. I like them to see me walking. Sometimes I whistle. Sometimes I sing. He said, what if they hear you? I want them to hear me. I mean, a voice like this, are you kidding me? Yeah, thanks for laughing. And the fellas over here coming my way, he's at that post. I want to start way back here. You know, I've told you this a million times. He's coming my way and said, hey, how you doing today? I've got to do that loud because they got the earbuds on. They'll sometimes pass you, won't even acknowledge you. I just keep talking. Well, have a good day. I'm so glad that you're so excited about the day today. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just that was rude. I don't want the people in this area to think, there's the old negative pastor. There's the old depressed pastor. There's the old guy that thinks he's a cheap rain cloud and the whole world's coming to an end. Well, I'll tell you what. Our world's not coming in. This world's not our home. We're just passing through. We're going up. And soon and very soon, we're going to see the king. I want to keep my mind thinking on good as a man thinketh in his heart. You get around somebody and immediately you start talking about the news and the election and how this is not right, the economy, and how that will kill you every time. Why? Because it's all negative. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he's, turn with me in your Bibles, please, if you will, to Isaiah chapter number 26. Isaiah 26. And as you turn to Isaiah 26, God's word says something powerful to you and me in Isaiah 26, verse 3. Ready? Begin. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Pastor, I don't have any peace. Well, God wants to give you perfect peace. But you have to get your mind on God. We're going to have to get my mind. I have to get my mind on God. So how do we do that? How do we live that we're thinking about good things? And how do we get to the point? You're going to have to shut out all the other things. I get in my car. I make visits or I go here and there. I just thought of this. I don't know if I know how to turn the radio on in my car. I don't have a CD player. And they don't have a cassette player in there. And they don't have an 8-track in there. I guess you'd have AM radio. I guess I would. I don't know how to get it. But I do know how to get this thing called KNBBC Revival Radio, KNBBC.com. I know how to get that. And I tell you what, I go from point A to point B. If I turn music on, it's always KNBBC. And we have revival. Because I want to think about who can share the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine. I want to sing songs that bring joy to me. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I don't know. I don't know if it's different from my wife and his, but it just, I think it would be different for her than it is for me. I think about her all day long. She's just in my mind. I think about, it's time to go home. I wonder what kind of to-do list she has for me tonight. I just think about her all the time. I think about you people all the time. And I want to tell you, friend, you're going to have to get your mind thinking on whatsoever the things are true. Jesus is truth. Talk about him. In the car, you're driving by yourself. Say, Jesus, what, Jesus, what a friend for us. I like to sing to him. What a friend of sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And in the car, small car, my voice sounds like if the Philharmonic Orchestra was behind it, I know the CDs would be selling off. They would just be selling. I sing about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. Jesus never fails. I don't listen to the news. I gave it up 4 years ago. I don't listen to the news. It's too, for me, I don't want to pastor of people where you look at the pastor, the poor old guy, he is so depressed, is so discouraged. No, I want to have somebody that comes to the pulpit that he's walked with the King. He knows God. And Jesus, he's the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so much. I think of my blessed, think about Jesus. Go through the alphabet. Lord, you're my advocate. You're my blessed redeemer. You're the captain of my salvation. You're Christ. You're my counselor. You're the door. You're the deliverer. You're the divine. You're the faithful. Stephanie just sang about it. You're everlasting to everlasting. You're eternal God. Just go through the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You're God. What a mighty God we serve. And when you get to something like that, you get a song, sing it. You're keeping your mind on good things, lovely things, pure things. And so God's word says in Philippians 4, think on these things. I try to think about my Lord. I try to guard my ears and my eyes. There's two avenues to get into this mind. One's my eye gate and one's my ear gate. And I try my very best to see things that are right. That's why most of the time you'll see me, one of the first things I do just by habit on Sunday morning up in these balconies, I'll do this and I'll start looking. I tell you what, God's people encourage me so much. Some of you, I can read you like a book. Miss Treeburn, when we had kids, she could read them better than I could, but a mother can, but I can read you like a book. I can normally tell if you're having marital problems. And by the way, it doesn't make, that family, they got their marital problems. No, I don't get mad at that. My heart gets broken for you. I can normally see when you're having health problems. I can normally see it when you've had an argument. I can normally see it when you're overwhelmed. And certainly you'd have to be overwhelmed at times. I can see a college student when they're really struggling. And I'm not saying they want to. It's just get you. And I tell you what, I get so much encouragement looking at the crowd. Just who they are. They're there. They have a broken heart, but they're there tonight. They have shattered dreams, but they're there tonight. If I didn't have in my life right now the people of God just watching you and hearing you sing, and the special music, and the orchestra, and the choir, I couldn't make it. Everything's negative. I'm talking about everything. It seems like that I touch, it seems like it's all hopelessness and heartache. Nobody calls me when they say, praise the Lord, I just want to tell you how good God is and everything's going fine. No one calls the doctor when you're fine, you call him when you're sick. I could not make it without Sunday night. I could not personally make it. I have to have Sunday night. I have to have Sunday morning. I have to have Sunday school. I have to have Wednesday night. It's just because I want to get to the end of this thing and by the grace of God, do it right. And so I have to think on good things. I have to think of my Savior. I have to think of the people of God. I have to think on the Scriptures because the Word of God, John 15, keeps me clean. And if I'm staying clean, I'll be on the winning side. Tonight, I have to guard my ears. I have to, that's why I when people tell me things, I'm thinking, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. I could not make it, for me, I just know my personality. I could not make it if I knew all what was going on Facebook. It would, I've got enough that overwhelms me. For me, I could not make it. And I don't think you're going to make it if you live on Facebook. And I know I'm talking to godly preachers right now, but preachers, thank God for what these platforms do and our radio and all the live stream right now. But I'd be careful about getting all these, I'm guessing they're called chat rooms or whatever all it might be. I don't know what it's called. I'd be careful about, you know, friending everybody. I like it. Oh, that was a rock and roll Christian concert there, and you're liking it? How can you put like on that? That was a wedding reception in an independent Baptist church, and they're dancing and they're having liquor, and you say, like it? No, you don't like it. That poor girl was at her wedding and she could not afford enough dress. She was missing all the top of it. A Christian wedding, and that's the norm now. How we doing, internet friends? My people here are taking it. It's not an immodest show. It's the day that you're showing yourself the most pure you have for one man. Not dressed with, I'll take an offering so you can buy the rest of the dress. Cover up. That's going to be on internet. I know it's going to be. He tell them how to dress. Well, what's the shepherd's job? My job to show you how to love not the world. I don't think the average pastor thinks anything's worldly. What's worldly? Is there a worldly dress? Is there a worldly music? Is there a worldly philosophy? Yes, yes, yes. And I want to stay as far away from it for this church as possible. I want to have Christian weddings and Christian services and Christian music. And then I'm like, don't watch that stuff and go to these music, whatever, concerts, and put like it. You're not going to make it. Guard your ears and guard your eyes. And then humility of mind, my Bible says over here in the book of Colossians in chapter 3 and verse number 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind. Keep your mind humble. When we think that we deserve so much, you're setting yourself up for defeat. I think I've given you a point or two or three. I have 8, I think, here tonight, 7 or 8. I believe we're going to end right here. Keep your mind, the Bible says, on the second coming, 2 Thessalonians 2:2. He's coming again. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Maybe 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, I was praying and pouring my heart out to God. I said, God, I'm going to just tell you, I just feel so sad. Everything's sad. Everything I touch seems like it's sadness. And I went through that for several days. And it was in prayer where God dealt with me. You can't live your life sad. I'm to rejoice in the Lord always. And I had to get my mind back on the right track. Because literally everything you'll face this week is predominantly negative. You'll get a utility bill, it's negative. They want their money. You'll get an insurance bill. Talking to both you guys in this section right here, right now. You feel the pressure on right now. You get an insurance bill. And it's all it's doing is going up. And I'm not holding these men responsible. That's what's happening with health insurance. Everything. Gasoline is going up. You voted for the guy, not me. It's all negative. God gave me a message. If the person gets in that I really don't want to get in, I've already got my message for next Sunday morning after that. If the wrong person gets in, you know what it's going to do to this pulpit? Nothing. We're just going to keep charging forward. Try to figure out how to build another building, buy another building, reach more people. Well, the regulations are coming down. They're already here. Just got to enjoy the journey. Philippians 4:8. Let's read it together. Philippians 4:8. I have so many things I want to say tonight, talk to you about, to illustrate it, but I think we had enough. Philippians 4:8. Let's stand together, please, as we prepare for the invitations. With the invitation. Philippians 4:8. Ready? Begin. Finally, brethren. Let's bow for prayer. Father, these are the most wonderful people in the world. I thank you for who they are. Help us with our minds this week. Not allow our minds to get corrupted, discouraged, negative. Help us to guard our words, guard our thoughts, guard what we hear. And may my mind be filled with hope, not hopelessness. Positive, not negative. Joy, not sadness. May we think about you. Lord, you've done so much for us. You've done everything for us. Christ, who is our life. God, give us a week where we glorify you with our mind.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.